This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Friday afternoon, June 20th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Hart. Chicago's favorite rainbow cone is growing by leaps and bounds. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, many workers are reluctant to ask for a raise, but the numbers show that those who do often receive one. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Cara Dorn, Vice President of the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Cara, thank you for joining us today. And let's talk about the psychology about asking for a raise. You could be the most confident person in the world. You could close deals that are worth many millions of dollars. But when it comes time to close a deal for yourself, a lot of people choke. And what is the psychology driving that?
Sure. And thanks for having me today, Rob. I think the psychology behind that is, you know, that when you're asking for a raise, it's, you know, that there needs to be more of an ongoing conversation. The person who's sitting across from you, usually your boss, needs to be able to receive what you're saying and what you're asking for. So I think, you know, the ongoing conversation with your boss really needs to be, you know, what do you value in an employee? How can I add more value to the organization so that both of you can align on what would potentially warrant a raise in your boss or your organization's mind, not just in your mind?
13% of full-time employees requested a raise in 2023. This according to a Federal Reserve survey from last year. But of that 13%, 66% received one. So that really does go back to the old saying, you don't get if you don't ask.
Right. Absolutely. And again, it's one of those things where, you know, if you're having these ongoing conversations with your manager and really adding the value in the way that aligns with the organization's expectations, make sure that you're documenting, you know, that value along the way so that when you are sitting down for that conversation to ask for the raise, you've got, you know, all of the supporting, you know, evidence that, you know, you are deserving of an increase in pay.
And this is an actual, and first off, it has to be an actual meeting in which that is the stated purpose. It's not like you're ambushing the person on their way to the train, or perhaps during a company party, or during an unrelated get-together. Make sure that's the purpose of the meeting. And even though your own financial situation may be swimming around in your own mind, and you may be thinking about moving on to greener pastures, don't bring that up during the meeting. Don't say, I need the money because of X, Y, and Z. And don't say, give me the money, otherwise I quit.
Right. All common mistakes that we see people making. You know, timing is everything. So make sure that you're setting the expectation with your manager that I'd like to talk about my compensation and review how I've been, you know, taking on additional responsibility or adding additional value, you know, to you and the team, so that they can mentally prepare to receive, you know, that type of information and have that conversation. And then, you know, additionally, just not making a threat when you're asking for an increase. It's just not a successful way to have that conversation.
And besides, if you say, give me a raise or I quit, and if the response is, okay, what do you do then?
Right. Exactly. Then I guess you're looking for a new opportunity. So it's just best to go in a much more professional, conversational way, to not, you know, turn off your manager or boss to the suggestion that, you know, you feel like you're deserving of an additional increase.
Kara Dorn, Vice President, Robert Half Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, Chicago's legendary Rainbow Cone experiencing a growth spurt. We'll talk about that next.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Rainbow Cone, a beloved Chicago tradition since 1926, known for its unique stack of flavors, is gearing up for a busy summer amid continued expansion. We welcome in John Bonavolanto, spokesman for Rainbow Cone in Chicago. John, thank you for joining us today. And what timing, John, because I was at Rainbow Cone just a couple of days ago. We wrapped up some errands. We decided to stop for ice cream. And as a Beverly native, as someone who's been to the original one many, many, many times, it's still very jarring for me to say, John, that I got this Rainbow Cone in Mount Prospect. But that's been the story of the Rainbow Cone expansion.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Rob. Thanks for having me. Did you enjoy your Rainbow Cone
the other day? Oh, of course. It's a timeless recipe. I mean, you can't really go wrong with Rainbow Cone, but it's everywhere now, which is amazing, seeing as that for many decades, it was a neighborhood secret at 92nd and Western.
Exactly. Yeah. We've been trying to maintain the tradition while we grow, and, you know, stay pure and stay true to that original cone. And, you know, we like to think that we have, but, you know, people want Rainbow Cone, so we keep growing it.
And what's interesting is when Pope Leo XIV was named a little over a month ago, there was that famous picture of him and his family and friends at Aurelio's in the south suburbs last summer. And my thought immediately turned to, for the first time in the history of the Catholic Church, John, we have a pope who's been to Rainbow Cone, and there's a very good chance you can meet him where he's at, given the rate of Rainbow Cone expansion. Could we see Rainbow Cone Vatican City before too long?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, that'd be pretty ambitious. That would be pretty ambitious.
Now, there have been, this expansion has been pretty ambitious, as you say. You know, it's not only in the Chicago area. You're thinking about, I mean, I had a relative who had a Rainbow Cone in Florida, expansion into Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. What have you learned so far about the portability of the Rainbow Cone brand as it branches out even beyond the Chicago area?
Well, it's a lot of fun, right? And I think just the colors and it's almost the Instagram ability of it, we call it. The cone was invented almost 100 years ago, right? But it was almost made for today's day and age with TikTok and Instagram, just how awesome it looks and artful and colorful. So we think that that's giving us a lot of legs and making it very attractive and making it a must-try item in any market, right? That's what we're seeing and what we're leaning on as we grow.
And on top of that, though, because your last name, Buonavolato, means you're a part of the Buonabeef family, and that often Correct. You see Buonabeef and Rainbow Cone locations together. And this is part of a larger effort to export Chicago flavors around the country to people who may have moved out of the area, but also for those who may have heard about Chicago cuisine from TV shows or through social media, and they want to try it themselves.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Bona, we are also expanding. We're opening up our first real out-of-market location in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is a suburb of Nashville. That's going to get opened up later this summer. And then we'll have a couple of locations opening up in Dallas, Texas, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as well as South Bend, Indiana, and Michigan, that area, and, you know, majority of the Midwest in general. But, you know, The thing is yes, people have tried it when they've come here to, you know, travel, or they've seen it on The Bear, the TV show, right? But the fact of the matter is the beef sandwich is, you know, it's an awesome sandwich. And it doesn't matter if you're from Chicago or you saw it on TV or not. Once you have it, you're going to get hooked. You know, it's like we think it could be like a burger or a hot dog. So we're excited to take it to new markets and have new people try it and fall in love with it.
And then very quickly, John, when it comes to scaling up the Rainbow Cone operation, what is it about the Rainbow Cone assembly process that makes it very easy to reproduce at scale?
That's a good question. We have great training and great, you know, technology and systems that allow any employee to learn how to make that Rainbow Cone within a couple of days. We do want them to have, you know, a little bit more practice, but, you know, in repetition. But we really believe in our training and our people that are leading in the field to be able to make sure that cone's the same in Florida as it is on 92nd Street.
John Buonavolato, spokesman for Rainbow Cone in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. 25 Rainbow Cone locations right now. Coming up next, the suburban mall is growing at a time when many others are struggling.
It's money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Westfield Old Orchard in Skokie is thriving while many malls struggle, redefining the experience with new stores, green spaces, and community events. Joining us to discuss is Megan Akers, General Manager of Westfield Old Orchard in Skokie. Megan, thank you for joining us today. And Old Orchard and Oakbrook are unique in the Chicago area shopping mall space because they are outdoor facilities. And it seems like that outdoor nature of the shopping center turned out to have paid big dividends when the retail apocalypse came a couple of years ago.
Absolutely. It really creates a one-of-a-kind experience for our shoppers. They get to enjoy beautiful landscaping and green space while also enjoying the entertainment and the retail we have to offer.
And it seems like if shopping malls look for a way to chart a path forward, it's experiences as much as retail. You go there to do something you can't necessarily do before. And I noticed some of the former anchor tenants that were big stores that have since moved on were replaced by entertainment experiences. I mean, Lord & Taylor became a laser combat zone a couple of years ago. And, of course, the former Bloomingdale's was home to the Titanic and Downton Abbey exhibitions that were held over for a very long time. And one would imagine, Megan, that once you finished up at the experience, you thought to yourself, maybe I should grab a thing or two before I leave.
Yeah, it was a great addition to our mall for the time being. And with the redevelopment of the Lord & Taylor box, we actually just opened our final retailer in that building with Puttcheck. So really gives that fun, elevated, high-energy mini golf and dining experience all in one. And Puttcheck was the final of four to go in that Lord & Taylor box. And then we are changing our former Bloomingdale's department store into residential building. So you'll soon be able to live here with us.
And how is that redevelopment going? I mean, just the entire project. How far into the redevelopment are you right now?
So we've gotten all the approvals with the Village of Skokie, and we're doing all of the not as exciting behind the scenes work with utilities and plans and permits and all of that. So we are looking to do our groundbreaking either late this year or early next year.
And then very quickly, though, when the big retail, when prime time for retail happens, we talk about, the end of the year holidays and other times of the year. What are the parking lots like at Old Orchard, especially for those of you who know the area? How are people getting around the road construction on Old Orchard Road to get to the mall?
Yeah, definitely the Old Orchard road construction has definitely impacted us here. But the good thing is we have easy access from Golf and Skokie Boulevard. So definitely encouraging our customers to come in that direction. Also, coming in that direction gives you easy access to our purple and orange and green garages, which usually have plenty of parking available for our customers. Even when we have our big concert series kicking off tonight, we don't anticipate any issues with having enough parking for everybody to come and enjoy the experience.
Megan Akers, General Manager, Westfield Old Orchard in Skokie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. Markets are lower today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Chris Johnson, market strategist with the Johnson Research Group in Cincinnati. Chris, thank you for joining us today. And this is a bit of an about face for the Dow, which had a solid start to the session, but it seems like the law of gravity kicked in and it went the same direction as the NASDAQ and the S&P 500.
Yeah, Rob, let's call it the law of uncertainty, I guess, here, because there's a lot of things that are going on in the market that just don't add up. You got home builders that are up more than 1%, insurance, and that's usually a little bit of a safe haven type of trade. And then you got the consumers that are up almost 1% today. So I think what you're seeing is, first of all, we've got a quad witching event today in the options market, the futures market, et cetera. And then I think you've got investors that are just kind of asking, okay, we know what the Fed has done. We kind of can read about what is likely to happen in the Middle East in terms of negotiations and such. I think you're seeing people just de-risk out of some of these sectors that have done well, semiconductors being one of them.
Now, the Fed made their announcement to keep interest rates where they are on Wednesday, and then the markets were closed yesterday for the Juneteenth holiday. So everyone had a day to really sit down and digest everything that's going on in the world. And what was the based on market activity today? We talked about some of the intraday factors there, but what's investor sentiment today after one day off?
Well, I think you're seeing investors that are actually starting to get a little more in the camp of believing that the Fed may lower rate sooner than what we got on Wednesday in terms of what Jerome Powell said. And what I mean is we've seen a couple of those governors that have come out, and they're a little more dovish than Jerome Powell was on Wednesday. And that's given some hope in terms of, you know, home builders. And that's one of the reasons I think you see the home builders moving higher, is that maybe we're not going to have to wait. Maybe we do see a cut in July. I think a lot, we've got earnings season, obviously, that's going to kick off in a couple of weeks here. That's going to be a big tell, because that's where companies are really going to start to sound off and say, yeah, this is what we're going to see in terms of inflation effect on tariffs if we don't see things change. So really, this is a market that's trying to get ahead of the Fed cuts. And I think it's a great point you made. They had that extra day to think about it. And now you got some dovish Fed governors coming out. So that's what's on people's mind in terms of interest rates.
And specifically, this was Fed Governor Christopher Waller, who was on CNBC earlier today, who said the Fed could cut interest rates as early as July. So this is based on actual information. This is not something that investors invented out of the ether. And sometimes that happens. I mean, sometimes sentiment zeroes in on one particular course of action. But this is where does Waller fall on the hawkish dovish spectrum? Because, you know, there are some hawkish governors who say hawkish things. That's not a surprise. There are dovish governors who say dovish things. So where does he fall on the ideological spectrum?
Waller's been a little more dovish here over the last, especially 6 months or so. You've not seen, and I think it's important to point out that even though you do have those camps, I hesitate to call them camps right now, between the governors, there it's been a pretty unified message from the Fed. Even in this last meeting that they had, it's clear that all of the Fed governors see the risks of inflation that are still out there, and they're concerned about that. They also saw, we also saw a mention of stagflation, or the definition of stagflation, during the press conference and in those notes. So I think everybody's on high alert, including governors, but I'd put Waller a little bit too into that dovish camp.
And then very quickly, if you're an investor, how closely do you watch events in the Middle East? Do you take the 35,000 foot view, or do you get into the weeds of policy?
You get into the weeds here. And part of that view is that right now, and let's talk about Iran and the United States, because that has obviously been raising some tensions here in the market. What happens over the next couple of weeks, I think that is going to be the big trigger. I'm telling our clients, watch the VIX. Simply watch the VIX. The CBOE Volatility Index has been nailing everything. It's had a ceiling at 20. If we break out and see a couple of nice hefty readings above 22 or so, that's going to tell you that there's been a paradigm shift in the risk-reward thinking of investors, and that's going to be the time when you should be getting a little more cautious. I'd also point out real quickly, Rob, July is one of the better months for seasonality for the S&P 500, and that is because we get that first round of earnings reports, and investors love that certainty. That, of course, is followed up by August and September, which are the worst 2 months of the year. So I think this is one where even at the markets level, we talked about Middle East, you've got to get down into the weeds right now to negotiate the next 3 months.
Chris Johnson, market strategist with the Johnson Research Group in Cincinnati. Thank you for joining us today.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, and the upcoming Celebrating Women in Innovation event here in Chicago will showcase dynamic female leaders and create new opportunities through awards, expert panels, and a powerful networking expo. Joining us with a preview is Luke Tannen, president and CEO of Chicago Innovation. Find him online at chicagoinnovation.com. Luke, thank you for joining us today. And this event has been going on for 11 years. And when you started this event 11 years ago, what were some of the statistics? What were some of the trends that served as inspiration for you?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. And really, to let you know what inspired us from the get-go to start this event, Celebrating Women Innovation, let me tell you, despite comprising nearly half of the workforce, women only represent 10% of Fortune 500 CEO positions and only receive about 2% of VC funding in the U.S. And yet, some of the most successful and innovative companies are led by women. So 11 years ago, our organization, Chicago Innovation, whose vision statement is innovation is for everyone, started this event, Celebrating Women in Innovation, and it has grown every single year. And so this year, it's on Wednesday, July 16th. It'll honor the recipients of the Celebrating Women in Innovation Awards. And these awards, they're given out to innovative women leaders in the Chicago region who also actively empower women around them and are great role models. And we do this event in partnership with three great organizations that also empower countless women in the city. And they're the Women's Business Development Center, the Chicago Network, and ARA. And if you'd like to attend the event, it's at Gannon Concert Hall, which is a beautiful auditorium at DePaul University, and we'll probably have around 400 people.
And this is something that you and I, Luke, have talked about a great deal, and that is when you meet an entrepreneur, really the biggest barrier to entry to going into business for your own, bringing that idea into reality, is just having, you know, the barrier you have to go over before anything else is convincing yourself that you can do it. And the value of this event is meeting other people who have done it, who can tell you that you can do it too.
Absolutely. And let me tell you the superstars that are this year's honorees and panelists. One is Laura Ricketts, who's the executive chairperson and owner of the Chicago Stars. She's also on the board of the Cubs and serves as board chair of Cubs Charities. There's Marian Markowitz, who's the president and CEO of First Women's Bank, which, by the way, is the only bank in the country with a mission to grow the economy and also elevate the role of women within it. Another honoree is Brenda Darden Wilkerson. She's the president and CEO of AnitaB.org. It's one of the most influential global nonprofits that empowers women in tech. They have over 150,000 members. Other honorees are Margaret Mueller. She's the managing director and chief growth officer of Tilia Holdings. Tiara Wheatley, she's the founder of the Young Women's Leadership Society. And moderating the conversation is another amazing women leader in the city, Dori McWhorter. She's the new CEO of the Executives Club of Chicago and also the former CEO of both the YMCA and YWCA. So all six of these are just phenomenal role models, and they have a lot of great lessons to share.
And then let's just expand upon the power of networking, because it may seem like an investment in time and energy of just going out to events and meeting people at seminars, events like this, coffees, breakfasts, things like that. And you may wonder, well, what's the value in all of this? But there, just by meeting other people, there can be an incredible payoff for you down the road.
Absolutely. And, you know, at all Chicago Innovation events, it's not just about what you learn, but it's about who you meet and what resources you can gain by going. So a big part of the event is a networking expo that's going to feature organizations that fuel women-led innovation in Chicago. So if you're a woman who's interested in innovation, entrepreneurship, and growing your business, at this event on July 16th, you can meet 15 different groups that are exhibiting. And they provide women with all kinds of business resources, ranging from capital assistance, mentorship, networking, professional development, access to customers, access to talent, and much more. So, you know, you can meet groups like us, Chicago Innovation. We have our Women's Mentoring Co-op, other groups exhibiting 1871, the Illinois Women's Business Collective, Tech Rise by P33, and of course, meet our partners that are co-hosting it, the Chicago Network, Women's Business Development Center, and ARA. And hopefully you will leave with an understanding that there's this great ecosystem in the city of groups that are supporting women and that you ought to get plugged into.
Luke Tannen, President and CEO of Chicago Innovation, the website chicagoinnovation.com, the event July 16th at DePaul University.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Dine and Dash has gone digital. Restaurants are losing thousands to a wave of reservation scams using stolen credit cards and chargeback fraud. Joining us to explain is Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago. Izzy, thank you for joining us today. And back in the day, Dine and Dash was very easy. You eat the meal and then you leave before the bill arrives or before you pay the bill. But like everything, it is now gone digital. It's a lot more complicated.
It is very complicated and unfortunately not quite as easy to detect as when somebody just gets up and walks out on the bill, because then you know instantly you've just lost that amount of money. The problem with this new, you know, version of Dine and Dash is people are using stolen credit cards, and they make a reservation with the stolen credit card, and they're doing this at a lot of fine dining restaurants that you prepay for your meal, because you're talking about experiences that could be $300 or $500 per person. So they use a stolen credit card. They make the reservation. They use that credit card to prepay. Then they come in, you know, on the 15th of the month, and they enjoy a dinner, and everything is taken care of. The gratuity is on there. The meal is on there, beverages. And they go home, and the restaurant owner doesn't find out for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, because when that the owner of the credit card sees that he has a $1,000 bill that he did not enjoy, he didn't go to the restaurant, someone stole the number, the restaurant, you know, has to give that money back. And there is where the problem just begins.
And then for whether it's a fine dining restaurant or just the diner around the corner, how often does Dine and Dash happen? And what kind of a money loser is it for the restaurant owner?
Well, it could be large. I mean, I was just on the phone with a client of mine this morning in California talking about this since I read the article. And, you know, they said Dine and Dash in the old fashioned way. It tends to go up in the summertime when you have a lot of people on vacation or kids out or whatever it is. So there's that one. But the one with the credit card fraud, that's a much bigger issue. You know, a particular fix of that is, you know, saying, you know, getting rid of the prepay fine dining meal, but then they don't want the reservations not to show up. You know, one of the issues also in a fine dining restaurant, if you've done a prepay on a meal for, you know, four people and it's going to be $2,000, you could be insulted when the restaurant asks you when you come to the front desk, we'd like to see your ID to make sure it matches the credit card. And they don't want to put people off that way. But it could come down to something as simple as, you know, we will do prepay reservations, but, you know, we need to see the credit card and your ID to ensure that this isn't a mistake. But it is a touchy issue at that level of dining.
Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.